Brownfields are thousands of sites statewide. They exist in virtually every community that range from the local dry cleaner that closed up shop years ago to shuttered gas stations to bigger, more polluted, contaminated sites that contain dangerous toxins. Many times, these dangerous parcels are off the tax rolls, classified as abandoned properties. The Brownfields Cleanup Program, enacted in 2003, provides tax credits to developers as an incentive for cleaning up and redeveloping former industrial properties. The analysis, titled Ripe for Reform, reveals that the current program pays out the vast majority of funds as redevelopment credits rather than for environmental cleanup, and that some of the state's neediest communities receive little or no benefits. As New York's legislative leaders negotiate a new budget, activists would like to see the program become an integral part of the state's environmental and economic development initiatives. Peter Iwanowitz is executive director of the Environmental Advocates of New York.
The governor has proposed significant reforms. The Senate has proposed some language in their one-house bill that would reform the program. And the Assembly has taken the position of the governor needs to lead the discussion on this one. And they have not proposed any reforms in their one-house budget.
The state has paid out more than $1.4 billion to clean up just 170 sites, an average of $8.2 million per site. Iwanowitz warns the cost of these sites is expected to increase even more as the current program enables developers to collect on a single site for up to 10 years.
Far too many sites that are in more desirable areas of the state are where the tax credits are going. So essentially, lands that are in all likelihood going to get redeveloped anyways because they're not too dirty or they're in desirable real estate markets get cleaned up and they get generous tax credits. What we don't see with the program and what the governor has proposed fixing in this year's reform legislation that he submitted is a redirection of the tax credits to go to those areas most in need and also sort of curtail the generous amount of the tax credits to go for redevelopment.
Environmental Advocates Communications Director Travis Pruce says many regions of the state most in need are being left out in the cold.
The North Country, for instance, has not had a single project collect a brownfield credit since at least 2008. In the Capital Region, Northern Catskills area, Albany, Rensselaer, and Schenectady counties have had one project apiece, which have actually collected credits to date, while Columbia, Delaware, Greene, Montgomery, Otsego, and Schoharie do not have a single project that has collected credits since at least 2008.
Downstate Democratic Senator Liz Krueger supports Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed reforms.
Some of the most unjustified credits were actually paid out in my own district on the island of Manhattan. We've spent since 2010 $187 million in costs of the state for just six projects on an island with unbelievably high land values where every inch is coveted for new development. And regardless of whether it has brownfield mitigation, somebody's going to buy that land and build on it. That's not what our taxpayer dollars should go for, when I can name endless areas of the city of New York and the rest of the state that truly need the tax credit money to ensure brownfields are mitigated and used for things truly needed in those communities.
Emily DeSantis, Cuomo's deputy director of communications for the environment, said in an email, quote, "The reforms laid out in the executive budget are vital to protecting taxpayers and promoting brownfield redevelopment, and we're working with our partners in government to get them done." Iwanowitz sums up the Environmental Advocates' report.
Brownfield cleanup to us this year is crucial, particularly in a state with so many polluted sites holding back our communities. The current brownfield program is broken and needs to be fixed. It's out of control. It costs taxpayers too much and cleans up too little.
And there's a link to the full report at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.